welcome to A Killer Crawl Space. This is episode 10. This is going to be about a missing person case. It's got a little twist at the end I thought was pretty interesting. But his name is Luke Stout, S-T-O-U-T. But he was last seen outside of his mother's house in Buckhannon, West Virginia, on July 18, 2012. He was 24 years old at the time, roughly 5'7", weighed about 110, 120 pounds. Brown hair, brown eyes, clean shaven. See, and he had a large scar on his leg below the knee. See, he had blue jeans on, a black t-shirt with sleeves cut off, black sneakers, neon green shoelaces, and maybe a coat. They weren't for sure exactly if he had a coat on. And this is uncommon for him to take off because he had helped take care of his sick mother. Well, this is where it gets a little interesting and has that little twist. Like, I'm not sure if this episode will be very long because there's not a whole lot of information on him. So, just bear with me if this is a short episode. But I figured this would help because these actually, not to get off subject, but this episode, next one, and I think the one after that. So, this episode, episode 11 and 12, I was contacted about, you know, giving some coverage for, basically. Excuse me. Okay, back to what the twist happens. Okay, he disappeared on July 18th. On July 23rd, a body ended up being found in a shallow grave. Was it Luke? Sadly, it was not. It was another man who had been missing since January. His name was Josh Oberg, O-B-E-R-G. I'm assuming that's right. That's where the story, like I said, gets interesting. Josh was last seen with two gentlemen, a Jesse Heater and a Robin Siron. But it turned out the two men had buried Josh at that location after they killed him as part of a planned attack. And this is where this all ties in together. Sorry if you just hear my heat kick on. But basically, the story goes that a man by the name of Rodolfo Villa Gomez paid Jesse to kill Josh and Robert. The motive was simple. Rodolf hired them because Josh had been sleeping with his wife. Okay, this is where Luke connects in. The rumor is that Luke was also having an affair with the same woman. And supposedly, Luke threatened Luke with a gun before, and this source came from family, from my understanding. And on one incident I read was that he was beat up badly. So either way, you know, if he was threatened with a gun, beat up badly, they say, I guess he had like a gun imprint on his forehead. But I'm assuming this was like pretty close to when he disappeared, maybe. So very interesting. So the question is there a connection? It does seem like it, because everything does line up. So, was Luke just a victim of possibly the same two guys, or was another pair hired to do the deed? Or did Rodolfo do it himself? Who knows for sure? The only thing that is certain is Luke is still missing as we approach the 6th anniversary. So, if you have any information, then please contact West Virginia State Police, 304-473-4200. But my personal opinion on it, I could definitely see there might be something there with all that. You know, if he had one guy killed with having an affair with his wife. I'm guessing, you know, from stories I've read on her, she's kind of a little, I guess, gets around quite a bit, which, you know, that some people do, but I'm guessing since all three of these went to prison, but I don't know if they'll confess to Luke if they actually killed him or not. So that's where you kind of gotta toss it up in the air and see if somebody will confess to it. Like I said, this episode was short. Like I said, next one might even be shorter. Hopefully I can get some more information on that guy. The next episode, like, there's like no information at all, which is very sad for somebody who went missing. But you can probably search, there's a Facebook page on Luke, and His mom don't run it as much, where, you know, like where she got the medical problems. But just share this episode and try to get out there, and hopefully Luke will be found. I know they give the 72-hour thing, so I'm sure, you know, after 6 years, he's probably dead, but I'm sure his family would want a proper burial. So thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.